You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. You're tuned in to the one and only Luna Lounge show with myself, Israel Adjozie. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Just to let you know, I am live on Facebook, live on YouTube, and live on Instagram. At least I'm supposed to be. But you know what they say. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. But not here on the Luna Land show. We are always dancing to the beat of the cosmos. So yeah. Shout outs to everybody. We got Sam in the building. Pretty, how you doing? Welcome to the show. We got Andrea in the building. We got Mason all the way from New York. Olena, how are you doing? Dylan, Lexi's in the building. Good day to you all. Want to thank each and every single one of you for your wonderful birthday wishes that I got a few days ago. I'm still in the birthday week. The whole week's birthday, man. That's how it is. That's how we get down here, the Luna Lounge. It's how I just get down personally. It's a birthday week. Shout out to all you people who download this show. This show is available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google Play. You can find the Luna Lounge podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their friends to tell more and more of their friends and their uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, to tell their friends to tune into the Luna Lounge show. Just keep spreading the word. Welcome, everybody. Shout out to Yvette. How you doing? Good afternoon. Coco Brown is in the building. How you doing? Well, you say happy belated. It's the birthday week. The whole week's the birthday. So keep sending the birthday wishes. You might be seeing me, having scoops of my CMOS through the show. I need to get my energy levels up. I haven't eaten nothing today. But I don't eat breakfast anyway. But hey, it is what it is. Shout out to Mary. How you doing? All the way from Canada. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show, man. Victoria's in the building. Thank you very much, Andrea. How are you doing? Gabrielle, how are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Nature. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We'll be looking at where the planets are, what it is that we can be looking forward to with these planetary alignments, whatever planetary alignments is going on out there. We had the full moon yesterday. Any of you got been hit by the, I think we've been hit by the series of, I think those eclipses really done us in. I'm still recovering from those eclipses, by the way. But hopefully, yeah, we're getting a bit more energy. Thank you very much, Pretty. Thank you very much. It's not belated. Still, you know, I was born over a week. So my birthday's on the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. After the 15th, then you can slow down. It's for the week, man. It's the birthday week. So, yeah. What else did I want to say? What is the weather like where you are? Well, you know, I'm in London at the moment. Real cloudy. But no surprises there, I guess. If you are in a nice, hot country, let me know. Gabrielle's letting me know, hey, my moon in Aries, so I feel supercharged after being battered from those eclipses. Yeah, I'm with you that one, Gabrielle. Yeah, for those of you with moon in Aries, yeah, you might be getting a bit of a kick. You're getting some supplements to charge you up. Yeah, I like that one. It is what it is. Victoria says, still recovering from eclipse season. Yeah, I know. Many of us are recovering from the eclipse. We still are. How you doing, Sam? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Haven't seen you in a minute. Hope all is well. For those of you on Instagram, Sam there in the comment, give her a follow. you'll be impressed. Yeah, so it is what it is, but yeah, a lot of us are still recovering from those eclipses. I think we got hit heavy. I felt a big drain from it, kind of thing. But eclipse season is over. But eclipses, you know, they go on for quite, you know, they're quite powerful. They're still, you know, after even a couple of months, they're still there. They're not gone. We're still picking up the pieces, the residual. So, yeah. Shout out to Jack. How you doing? Letting me know it's raining in Ghana. What? Really? I bet it's warm rain, though. Shout out to Tiffany all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Michelle is in the building also as well. Crossover. Which part of the... I know you've told me before, Michelle. Which part of America are you in? New York? I think you're in New York, right? You're on Eastern time. I'm sure you are. but you might not. I'm sure you have told me before, but I don't know. It's good. But I know you're from. But shout out to our, you know, American folks. I had a friend. I think he was playing. I don't know if he was playing a joke. He might not have been. He said, "Oh, I've got something for you." I was like, "Yeah, really?" He's like, yeah. Give me your address. He's over in America, by the way. And he's like, "Yeah, give me your address, man. Like, I'm sending you something. You're going to love this stuff." I'm like, okay. You will not believe what he's... I've got it right here, right next to me. I might show you guys in a moment. But yeah, real fun. I was like, "What? Is it a joke? Is it a, you know, it's all good. You know what I mean?" You know, Indiana. Okay, Indiana. That's right. Okay. Indiana in the building. Shout out to Indiana. In the middle of Indiana or in the middle of somewhere else. Do forgive me, I will be taking scoops of my CMOS throughout the show. Yeah, trying to get healthy up in here. So, what else has been happening? Shout out to Inferno. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So, I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. We'll be looking at where the planets are, talking a little bit about astrology. Keep your comments, keep your questions coming up. What has been happening in the world? Again, like I said, I'm not really... What's happening on the news? It's the same old. Repetitive, isn't it? Same thing. It's supposed to be. That's what us humans do, isn't it? Repeat. Shout out to I am Angela. I am Angela. Is that you, Angela? Are you in two places? What's going on? Are you a mutable sign? Yeah, in the middle of the US. Okay, I get you. I got you. Indy in the building. Yeah. Tiffany says, I've had such a tough time this season, but it hasn't been as bad as the Aries eclipse in March when it hit my sixth house and my dog got out. What? My dog got out and bit. What? No blood. The neighbor's daughter. And call the police. Whoa. Yeah. That sounds like something an eclipse would do. Oh, God. And the six out, yeah, six out little pets. So symbolic, isn't it? I mean, you know, in Aries, you know. Yeah, it's makes sense. Yeah. Well, we'll teach you next time. Gotta be mindful when them eclipses are landing in the houses, man. Keep an eye on those houses. The Aries eclipse squared my moon in the third. Yeah, well, that will really kick things off, make things a little bit spicier. Yeah, Mars ruled eclipses are one to watch out for. Eclipses in Aries, eclipses in Scorpio. Watch them. I mean, you're supposed to be watching any eclipse, period. But those two, yeah, you want to be keeping your close eyes on it. Tiffany saying, had to go to court and my dog was doggy jailed for a few weeks. Really? Doggy jail? What's that about? What do they do? Lock up the dogs and what? I take it they call it doggy jail. I would assume that they put them on some kind of training to make sure that they're fit enough to be in society. You know, follow the rules, sit, paw, roll over, that kind of thing. I would imagine. I could be wrong. Doggy jail? Bloody hell. Who pays for that? The taxpayers? Or is it private? Yep, in quarantine for my dog. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do we have doggy jails over in the UK? I need to find out. That's interesting. I know we've got Battersea Dogs Home. But do we have doggy jails over in the UK? Somebody who has a dog will let me know. Me personally, I'm a cat man. Quite interesting that, I must say. Just want to take a sip of water. Noah had to pay £1,000 fine. Oh, God. So that's where they're getting the money from then, isn't it? Yeah. Doggy jail, all right. Another way to make money. Surely. Lex is letting me know they get put down over here. I think they get put down in America as well. I think they do. I actually know of a case last year where a dog sort of really did damage to the maid or the helper of the house, and the dog got put down. I do kind of feel sorry. I mean, you do see these atrocious things that happen to people through dogs biting them, attacking them and stuff like that, and I feel, of course, it shouldn't be done, but you know, I do feel sorry for the dog in a sense. We got to understand they are animals at the end of the day, and they do revert back to their instincts. I know we domesticate these, but they are animals. That's what they do. But at the same time, you got to, you know, it's a little bit like these people who play with lions. Well, I love lions. Lions are my favorite animal. Hence why I've got a cat. It's the closest thing I can get. You know, if I had enough money, I'd have a lion. Enough money and enough space, I'd have a lion. Yeah, I would. I would have a lion. I'd have a zoo of cats if I had that money and that land. But you know these people they find themselves in atrocious circumstances with an animal, and then they have to end up killing the animal. It's like the animal's doing what the animal does or should do. You know, I know we like to domesticate them and we like to make them nice and fluffy and friendly, but they're animals. But it is what it is. We work with it. Mason is saying serious placement, not like doggy jail. Serious. Is that a joke? Is that a pun? Serious, as in the star, dog star, serious. Inferno. Wow. Yikes. LOL. Doggy jail. Yeah, tell me about it. Right. as Lex is saying, lions should be in the wild. Yes, I totally agree. They should be in the wild. I don't mind people having lions, but have a little bit like over here, if you've ever been to Longleat, there's a place over here in the UK called Longleat, where this gentleman's got this big, you know, and he's got other animals as well, but, you know, he's known for lions, he's lions. If you've got a big, big space, that's kind of jungle, you know, it's like a big park, and you can afford it, and you can run that. Yeah, of course, I think that's fine. It's a lion kind of environment. If you can have that, yeah, I ain't got a problem with that. But, you know, these kind of, I've got videos of, you know, you've got these people in Dubai and, I don't know, Middle East. They've got these lions. You know, I've got one where the guy's driving and the lion's got his head stuck out the window. Like, really? Lion must be thinking, what the heck is all these buildings and lights and horns? Like, it's like, and then next minute, it's like, have you not seen that video with the woman in the middle of the night? Right? The lion must have snuck out. And she's gone and picked up this lion. She's literally carrying this lion like it's a dog. And taking it back home or whatever. And I'm like, really? Yeah, it is what it is. We'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Why are we talking about animals today? Look where the conversation's gone today. Okay, Michelle's saying it depends on the situation. Okay, yeah, of course, I should think so. She barely nicked her, required no stitches. If she bites someone else, the judge said she will have to be, oh God. Oh no. Yeah. We don't want them put down. Surely not. My dog is normally in the house. She was outside of the bathroom on the lawn. Lawn guy didn't shut the gate all the way, but sometimes, you know, if they're home pets and, you know what I mean, sometimes if they go outside, again, something could be alien to them or they might feel threatened. In some way, they're animals at the end of the day. Court fines were expensive too. Another $300. Yeah, God. Yeah, well, America's all about the dollars, aren't they? Later on, neighbor apologized, calling the police and wanted to be friend. Asked if he wanted to hang out her pool and have a drink. Sorry, ma'am, I'm a Scorpio rising. No thanks. What's going on here? Don't bite someone and you make a friend, hey? Oh, God. Listen, it is what it is. Shout out to, what's that? Mon 1K? Monica! I got it! See all these abbreviations. Welcome to the show, Monica. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. I'll be putting up the chart at the moment. We'll be looking at the thing later on in the show as well. We've got Tarot Card of the Week as well. Let's do the tarot card. We've got tarot card classes starting soon. You want to be hitting me up. You'll be seeing adverts for that. Tarot card in class. Competition time later on. Let's see if we do have a winner. Do we have a winner? Let us see. Coolio. What else? Keep your comments, keep your questions coming. Astrologically, what else has been happening in the world? Anything interesting? Have I missed anything? It's the usual suspects. It's the usual stuff. The world is still at war. People are still divided. Everybody's still frustrated. Everybody's up in arms. Everybody's kicking off. They're rebelling, right? Yeah, usual stuff. Just as I thought. So what are we doing? Let's go to the chart, I guess. Let's start looking at where the planets are right now. Shout out to Majana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land show. Oh, neat, neat. Inferno, what was that implying? Neat. What's neat? Am I neat? Am I looking neat? Let me know. I love that name, Inferno. It is what it is. So I'll be bringing up the chart. Let's look at where the planets are. Let's see what's happening for the month of October. What's the transits looking like? Olena, what do you think about Atlas flying to Mars? I mean, they're sending probes and stuff, and right about now I could do with a ticket or a vehicle going to Mars, to be quite honest. If they said to me, 100% safe flight, go to Mars, you can live there for the rest of your life all by yourself, I will go. A comet. Speaking about comets, I'm going to be live this afternoon on the Astrological Association on Instagram. Try and fit in, because I'm going to be speaking with Rod Chang, who is an expert on comets. Comets are quite interesting. It's not something that I work with a lot in astrology. But I have been browsing, I have been inspecting, researching here and there. They're quite interesting. A comet which is flying to Mars is definitely going to be picking up a Martian, Mars-like energy. Quite interesting, especially now that Mars is in Scorpio as well. So that's quite interesting. I thought you were talking about maybe them sending another probe to Mars there, right there, Olena. Shout out to MQT123. Welcome to the show. So the comet. Yeah, so I don't think we're going to be talking about comets this afternoon, but he specializes in that. I think comets are quite interesting. They're interesting. The ancients definitely paid very close attention to comets and when they saw them and what zodiac sign it was in and what kind of comet is it? Was it long? Was it bright? Was it dim? Was it, you know, all have meanings. Taking my water again. You know me, Cancer rising. Got to keep up with that water, man. Can't say too much about it, but I think a comet which is going to be flying to Mars or near Mars is definitely going to be picking up. And now that Mars is in Scorpio, I think is quite significant. So maybe the comet is going to be telling us, hopefully, about the end of war. Mars representing war. So maybe war's coming to an end. Better be. Someone get Donald Trump on the phone. Thought he was going to end this war in like 2 weeks, didn't you say? 3 weeks, something like that. Come on, get with it, Mr. Trump. Shout out to Marie. How you doing, Marie? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land show. Been seeing your wonderful posts. I used your wonderful cream this morning. People on Instagram, give this woman a follow. I'm telling you, her products, hey, are like no other. I kid you not. Like, her cream is like, oh no, listen. Her products are, I'm telling you, follow this woman, Marie Reynolds. Telling you, man. She is the greatest, I'm telling you. Yep, I swear to God, just before the show, got out that shower and creamed this beautiful body with your cream. I'm telling you, man, big difference. You see it. Shout out. Give her a follow, man. Marie Reynolds, she's doing wonderful, great things in the healing world. Those of you on YouTube can't see that, can you? See, you need to get on Instagram. See, this is what happens. Some of you are on Instagram. Some of you are on Facebook. Some of you on YouTube. It's crazy. It is what it is. So those of you on YouTube didn't see that, or Facebook. Go on Instagram. Marie Reynolds. Type it in. Give her a follow. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Hope you are well. Tiffany's saying, how did your solar return chart look, Israel? It's brilliant. My solar return chart is magnificent. It's amazing. It's the best. It's Donald Trump, the greatest. It's actually a good lunar return. Solar return. A shout out to Florence. Welcome to the building. What do you think end of war would come with Mars in Scorpio? No, not with Mars in Scorpio, because of the comet that Olena was talking about. There's a comet that's meant to be flying, near, past, coming from Mars to Mars, something like that. Because that Mars is in Scorpio, for an event, a cosmological event to be happening like that, or an astronomical event to be happening like that, that would signify that there's something Martian. It's either going to go two ways. Either war is going to go whoop, or it's going to go whoop. One of the two. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. Hope you are well. Welcome to the show. See it right there. Everybody's all coming in now. What time you call this? Okay, let's go to the chart. Let's see what's happening there. Good day to you all. Let me share my screen and bring up the chart. And let's see what's happening. What's happening? Moon in Taurus! Woo-hoo! Yeah, man. That's where my moon is. Going to be having a lunar return soon. Moon in Taurus. Probably why you see me there eating my CMOS while the show's going on. Got to be eating something with a moon in Taurus, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that. I love this stuff. People, get your CMOS. I'm telling you. Good stuff. Although the moon is opposing Mars right now. Yeah, probably why we're talking about war. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, we always move with the planets. Make no mistake about it. So, what is going on? Where are the planets? What can we see? Well, we had the full moon yesterday. That was in Aries, right? So the question is, what has completed for you? What's the highlight for you? What are you releasing? Full moons are about time of release. The moon is now waning. This is the time to let go, people. Let go. Drop everything. Drop the baggage. Whether it's physical baggage, emotional baggage, psychological baggage. But whatever the baggage is, let it go. Be free, man. New beginnings. Come on. It's in Aries, the cardinal sign. It's fiery as well. And with Mars in Scorpio, we got a bit of a kick to it. Come on, get going. Bang, bang, bang. We got the moon in Taurus. So we had the full moon yesterday. So it's all about release. So we're in that releasing phase. So for the next 2 weeks, 13 days, 2 weeks, call it what you wish. We're in a reclining cycle, declining cycle, release cycle, letting go cycle. Emptying out cycle, that is the part of the month which we are in. Great for getting rid of things that you're wanting to remove from your life, things that no longer serve you anymore. It can be really great for that. So this full moon essentially was to do with things that you may have initiated or started approximately about 18 months ago, which also reached a pinnacle about 9 months ago, has now come to some kind of fruition, some kind of completion. And there is something in all our lives that is like, okay, whoop, it's reached that peak, right? That is what the full moon essentially is about. So now we can just, for the next 2 weeks, just empty it out. And then I believe it's on the 21st, we're going to have the next new moon in Libra. So yeah, let's watch out for that. So we're in that emptying out phase. However, the moon is in Taurus today, tomorrow, for the next 2 days or so. Let's enjoy your moon in Taurus. Eat well. Go get yourself some nice vegetables. Go get some nice fish, maybe. Quality. For you vegans or vegetarians, go get yourself some nice vegetables. And get yourself some nice butter. If you're vegan, it's vegan butter, of course. If you're vegetarian, normal butter, nice quality butter, right? And you want to, put a bit of flavor in something and cook something nice. Cook a nice dish. Go get a massage. If you're in a place where the weather is nice, you know, try and connect with the earth. Taurus is about the earth. Taurus is grounding. Taurus is, you know, hug a tree. Sit on the earth, roll in the earth, lie in the earth, sit down, lie in the garden, walk barefoot on the ground, feel a bit of grass, Taurus. Indulge in the senses. Taurus likes to indulge in the senses. You know, cook something nice, something like, love the smell of that. Remember mum's cooking? Yeah. How can you forget? We could all do with a little bit of mum's cooking. We all like a little bit of mum's cooking. Taurus. Like I said, go get a massage. Go and go and dance. Move the body. Feel the body. Moon in Taurus. Put a bit of action into it. Supposing Mars, that could help. Anywho, what else is happening here? What else have we got? Not much. The sun is coming up, but not quite close yet. But it will be approaching to want to make a square to Jupiter. But not yet. As we can see, Venus is coming up to that opposition to Saturn. It's already there. We're having Venus Saturn. Are you holding on to your money? You know what I've noticed? I don't know if you guys are doing this as well, but I'm really watching what I'm spending. You know, maybe that's because I'm a Libra, right? I am really watching the pennies. Like, really. I'm like, no. I'm putting cancellations on things. No, stopping that. Freezing my card. No. What direct debit is this? No, you're not taking that money out of my account. No. How much is that? Ooh, yeah. Really, I'm talking watching the pennies. Mind you, having saying that, I went shopping the other day. I barely came out with two bags, £100. That's to say, at one point, I was going to say, can you, calculate this, £100. All right, I'm exaggerating a bit, but it was the best part of £100. Nearly just about two bags. One bag was full and the other one wasn't. But I shan't complain. Happy times. I'm just making the acknowledgement that there has been a change. I remember coming out with a full trolley. And I would have spent £100. Now I'm coming out of two bags, £100 gone. What is going on here? Everything's doubling in price. And it's like, oh, God. I have become a bit of a penny pincher. Venus opposite Saturn. What do you expect? Yeah, man. Watching that money. So I don't know if you guys are being... finding that you've been doing the same thing. Maybe not. Tiffany saying, aren't you blessed with a moon in Taurus and Cancer rising? Yes, I am. I'll take that one, ma'am. listen, you see in life, let me tell you something. If there's anything I've learned with astrology, again, nobody's perfect. Nobody has a perfect life. And yes, many of us have great planetary placements. We all have something that's good, right? Or something that we can be proud of, something that we can celebrate. However, let me tell you something. Every chart has its difficulties as well. We are blessed and cursed at the same time. It's a part of being human. We can't just have blessings. You've got to have some curses too. When I use that word curse, I'm not using it in the black magic sense. I've been cursed. Someone's put a spell on me. No, I'm not talking in that sense. But I'm talking cursed as in terms of we experiencing the wrath or the difficulties of life. I mean it in that sense. So yeah, My Cave Talks has joined the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Inferno says, ha ha. So funny. Love your energy, man. It is what it is. I'm high. Asu, welcome to the show. Yeah, tough times for sure. Inferno's letting me know. How you doing, Tao? Welcome to the show. How is Yom Kippur? How did it go for you? Sukkot. See, I was born in the month. I was born in the week. I said month. In the week of Sukkot. I'm a Sukkot baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's between me and Tao. Tao knows what we're talking about. Don't you know? Don't you, my dear? But yeah, I have been a bit of a penny pincher with this Venus opposite Saturn of lately. It's quite interesting. Tiffany's saying, holding on to my dollars, have Jupiter in Sag conjunct Uranus. Neptune in the second house, square my, oh God. When people go out with their charts, they come out with their charts, don't they? And Neptune in the second house, square Venus, Mars in Pisces in the fifth. I have discovered I'm good at automating things though. Okay, that's good, that's good. We'll take a little bit of that. Mary saying, you're lucky. That wouldn't have been two bags worth 500 in Montreal. Oh God, are you for real? Mary's saying that I'm lucky that those two bags, mind you, one was half full, so it's a bag and a half. Basically, he's trying to tell me that would be like 500 Canadian dollars in Montreal. Yeah, but Montreal is expensive. That is an expensive part of Canada, isn't it? Montreal. What's the other place? Not Toronto. I suppose Toronto is a bit expensive as well, actually. But you have those places in Canada, don't you? Quite, yeah. You know, quite upmarket. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah. So you're saying that would have been 500. Vancouver. That's it. Thank you very much, Tiffany. That's the one, Vancouver. Try and go Vancouver, bloody hell. £100, bloody hell. That would have probably got me just a bus ticket. It is what it is. What are you going to do? Live and learn, eh? You know, got to take the rough with the smooth. But yeah, just going back to this chart, like I said, this Venus Saturn is really being kind of like, you know, I mean, people were saying, what did you do for your birthday? Practically, I worked. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the first person who's worked on their birthday. But, you know, birthday you meant to be, you know, living it up, you know, having a bit of champagne, kind of, you know, that kind of, I mean, I don't drink, but I can have an equivalent, right? No, stuck at home working. Still have clients going, I need a reading. Oh, God. but Venus, Saturn, it's kind of like got to balance the work with the pleasure. You see, Venus, Saturn. Doesn't mean you can't have no pleasure, but you have to have limited pleasure, you know. Whereas maybe, you know, you cut it down. Saturn, you see. So watch out, because this weekend, this Venus Saturn is going to be, exact. What kind of weekend are we having this week? Look at that one. Tomorrow, they're going to get even more closer. More closer on the 10th of October. So 10th is Friday. This Friday is going to be the 10th, right? So we're going to have Venus pretty much there. So this weekend coming, we've got an exact, or building up to an exact Venus opposing Saturn, right? So, yeah, I mean, I know businesses are finding it difficult. I betcha, this weekend, and again, there's no way of really proving it, but if somebody was to be able to go to all the major cities where like the nightlife is very rich, you know, a lot of money spent in the city, expensive shops and stuff like that, I'm willing to bet that they don't make as much money this weekend as they normally do. People are more likely going to hang on to their money a bit. We're going to be a little bit of penny pinchers, yeah, something like that. Especially maybe for those people who are Aries rising, Virgo rising, maybe Tauruses and Libras as well alike. For those people who are also Aquarius rising, because Venus is then connected to the second house. So yeah, but just generally, there may be a little bit of a, you know, just a, like a mini credit crunch kind of thing. Venus Saturn, and people just. But this can be a great time for money management. I guess that's what I've been doing. As I say, I'm being a bit of a penny pincher, which I am, but it's money management. That's what it's coming down to. I'm managing my money. I'm trying to say, well, no, cut that. I've cut my subscriptions because I don't watch it anyway. I can't remember the last time I watched Netflix. And I've still got the other one, Prime. That's stopping. All right, Prime for delivery. All right, I'll pay for that one. But Prime for, I don't watch it. I've got this thing here. I do not watch it. I cannot remember the last time. And sometimes when I'm traveling, I say, oh, yeah, I'll download the film so I'll watch it on the plane, or in case, you know, something, there's a delay, I can have something to watch to keep me occupied. I think once, since I've signed up with Netflix or Amazon Prime, I think once I may have semi-watched a program. I don't think I've watched a program or a film or downloaded it and got to watch it on the plane. Maybe half of it, and that's about it. I don't watch it. No time. So yeah, stop all these subscriptions. Or Apple TV. I was really hot on the Apple TV. No. You know, I'm sure there are some great programs. I'm not disputing that there ain't, but I'm not watching it. I'm not using it. So what's the point? So, you know, all these, and that's how they get you, you know, all these subscriptions. Watch your subscriptions. When I started looking at my subscriptions, I'm just like, oh, my, see, Venus, Saturn. Cut that stuff out. Sometimes you've got to be a little bit of a Scrooge. You know, you've got to be a little bit of a Scrooge. It is what it is. It is what it is. Shout out. Hannah Marshall. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So just talking about the thing here. Tiffany saying, tell me about your solar return. And what's your time lord? My time lord is Saturn, man. Why, you didn't hear me say, working on my birthday? Saturn. Get to work. I've got Saturn as my time lord. But it's okay. Me and Saturn are pals. We're good friends. We understand each other. We have a mutual understanding. I've got Saturn in my house, in his house of joy. So, hey, suppose that's a bit of an advantage. So this Venus Saturn here, let's watch this one. So it's going to be exact. So it's going to be on the Friday, Saturday. So 10th, 11th is when Venus is going to be exactly opposing that Saturn. So watch this weekend, people. Also as well, great time to really start taking relationships serious as well. So yeah, you want to, you know, get down to business. You know, maybe not so much love making. Who is ringing my phone? Like I'm gonna pick it up? Yeah, we've solved that problem, baby. Remember the times when I used to be doing it from the phone? Yeah. We are now professional. Okay, Venus Saturn this weekend. People, watch your money. Watch what you're spending. A little bit like me, you know, go shopping a bag and a half. Spend £100. See what you're coming out with. You know, bag and a half. And shall I name the shop? It wasn't even Waitrose. It wasn't even my favorite, Marks and Spencer's. You know, if I'd gone to Marks and Spencer's and come out with that, I would have been, yeah, okay, that's my shop, man. That's my favorite shop. Or Waitrose. This is Sainsbury's, people. Sainsbury's. Jesus, what the heck is going on? All right. I mustn't grumble. but at this rate, man, I'm going to have to be raising my prices. Anywho, Saturn opposing, Venus opposing Saturn. So, all right. So we're getting that on the 10th, on the 11th. What else is going to be happening around this time? Again, not much happening. Sun coming up to wanting to make a square to that Jupiter. But yeah, okay, let's keep it moving. So 10th, 11th of October, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Venus will be exactly opposite Saturn. And then 12th of October, is there anything? The Sun squaring Jupiter is coming up. Sun starts to square Jupiter. So we're having this can be a little bit of a frustrating time, a time to, we want to expand, right? We want to grow something. We want to, you know, but it may come with a bit of a challenge. So yeah, do watch out for that. And we may hear something again, even in regards to governments or leaders, where there's some kind of difficult kind of negotiation or deal or, you know, whatever project that they're trying to do or trying to complete that, you know. So we'll start getting that build up from about the 11th, 12th of October. And then what happens on the 13th of October, 13th, 14th of October, it looks like the 13th of October, Venus is going to be moving into the sign of Libra. Sign of Libra. We like that. We like that. Okay, so we're going to have a moon conjunction with Jupiter on the 13th. That should be good. Make your wish. Make your wish. What else is happening? Mercury is also coming closer to Mars. Okay, we'll take it. What else? Okay, so on the 13th, Venus moves into the sign of Libra. 13th, 14th, she'll be in the sign of Libra. What else are we having here? On the 14th, we're going to be having the Sun square Jupiter. Not exact, but pretty much there, 2 degrees away. So again, we're getting the, you know, so do be mindful around this time, people. Try not to force things too much. You know, Sun squaring Jupiter can be a time. I mean, I suppose you do want to, you know, just watch how you are approaching what you are doing, right? Because it's almost like it can be a time where it's a bit frustrating, yeah? So you don't want to be pushing or forcing too much. But there's something here, something's looking to expand here, something's looking to grow here with this. So if you're, whatever you're doing, project-wise, sorry. Whatever you're doing project-wise, the Sun Jupiter can be a time where you're really needing to put some extra energy into it. Try not to overdo it. It's Jupiter, but you're applying a bit of pressure, a bit of force. But then you're trying to make sure that you're not overdoing, you're not putting too much force in it. So that's for the things that you've got to be watching out there. It looks like on the 15th, which will be next week, Wednesday, 15th, 16th. Oh, yeah, across the moon. Okay. So it looks like there's. It's all right. So it looks like it's going to be on the 16th/17th is where we're going to get the exact square of the sun squaring Jupiter, right? So, boom. So 16th, 17th, boom. Something looking to expand, right? So hopefully we get to expand something. We get to, you know, something gets to grow over the course of those few days. So yeah, it could be something good, especially with Jupiter in the mix. You know, Jupiter's doing quite well at the moment, right? You know, he's exalted. So yeah, we'll definitely take that. We've got Mercury, Mars in Scorpio. A lot of deep undercover stuff is about to. Are we going to be getting any secrets coming out? Perhaps. Yeah, interesting. Genie, out of Shell Alchemy, is saying, I feel you, Tiffany. I have Mars conjunct Neptune in Capricorn in the second. I also never hang on to money. Yeah, Neptune in the second can be a bit. I'm going to show you a little trick about Neptune in the second. Just not here. You've got to sign up to my courses. But yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, but Neptune in the second can be a little bit watery, can't it? I have a book. Ordering problem, constantly spending money on art supplies and books. It's a good thing to spend money on if you've got Neptune in the second. I've got to say, money easy come easy go for my placements. Yeah, I hear that. Been painting like an art psychopath. Yeah, well, art can be a way how you can express your madness, your rage, your. It can be a great outlet for that. Jeannie's talking all about her chart. I got Jupiter trining my Jupiter, Mercury in Pisces, and whatever is in Scorpio. So I can't get enough out of. Give us a tip, Israel. We need it. Neptune in the second house is a struggle often. Yeah, you got to sign up to the courses, man. You got to pay for this shit, man. You got to pay for this stuff. My cave talk says, my boyfriend's birthday today. Happy birthday to your boyfriend. And he is Aquarius rising. Oh, cool stuff. We've got an eccentric person in the building. Give your, from the Lunar Lounge Show, say happy birthday to your boyfriend. I've got a few. It's the ninth, isn't it? Yeah, I was just trying to think. It's my godson's birthday. Why am I getting mixed up? There's so many birthdays, you know. There's the ninth. There's somebody on the I've got somebody. I've got a birthday on the 9th. I've got a birthday on the 11th. I've got a birthday on the 12th. Oh god, it goes on and on. I've got a birthday on the 15th and the 16th. Oh god, leave me alone. what's that? CCOgram. Hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show, CCOgram. Colleen Mary Photography. Oh, I like it. Welcome to the show. Colleen Mary Photography. Take a picture of moi. Get my good side. Shout out to Mango Rubicon. Mango Rubicon. That's a delicious flavor, by the way. it's Chichio. Okay, I hear you. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome. Great to have you on board. No, nice. I like it. So, as I've said, Tiffany's now telling me about her partner. He's also Aquarius rising. He said, I've been making his blood pressure go up lately. Yeah, I'm sure you ladies make your partner's blood pressure go up. You're supposed to be making it come down. And I've got a few tips to do that too. just going back to the chart. 17th of October. So like I said, exact square of the sun, Jupiter. So we should be getting, so that's going to be next week, Friday. So next week, Friday, it's interesting. So Venus would have moved into Libra, as I said. So nice to be connecting, nice for negotiations. Hopefully we get some peace deals on the table. Mr. Donald Trump, Putin, Zelensky, Benjamin Netanyahu, Keir Starmer, Emmanuel Macron, you know, Donald Trump. Can you arrange a meeting, please, and get this shit sorted? We've had enough. A bit of peace would do well. Tell you what, someone's making a lot of money off this war stuff, that's for sure. Not mentioning names, I'm just saying. It's the world, way the world works. One man's meat is another man's poison. One man's downfall is another man's rising. It's you know, can't have one without the other. Can't have a mountain without a valley. So, Sun squares Jupiter on the 17th. Then we're getting Mercury coming closer and closer to Mars in Scorpio. A real deep sea diving Mars. Mars in Scorpio is deep sea diving. And look at that. On the 19th of October, we're going to have an exact Mercury-Mars conjunction. Now, this is going to be interesting in what kind of information we're going to be getting around this time. People, be careful of your traveling. Mercury is connected with traveling. How you're driving. Be mindful of road rage. Be mindful of how you are speaking to people. Right? Mercury conjunct Mars. Words become your weapons with Mercury conjunct Mars. And especially, we're not talking about just any Mars, we're talking about Mars in Scorpio. It is powerful. It could be quite nasty. You know somebody who's got Mercury in Scorpio? So this will give you a little bit of a hint how Mercury and Scorpio could be. Remember that, you know, one of the biggest selling, rap artists. Yeah, you know, Eminem. Now, you may not necessarily be into hip hop, but you, for those of that you are, you know that Eminem has got one vicious, vicious mouth on him. Lyrically, he will cut you up. Yeah? So Mercury and Scorpio conjunct thing. Yeah, Mercury and Scorpio, that's what it is. Mercury and Scorpio. Isn't Drake also a Scorpio? I'm not too sure. He might have Mercury and Scorpio as well, Drake. You need to look that one up. Although he does sound like he's more got a Mercury and Libra. But he could have it in Scorpio as well. Wouldn't surprise me. You get these rappers who got this, you know, Mercury and Scorpio, and they can cut up some shit. Yeah. They can be deadly with their lyrics, man. Drake is a Scorpio, but I don't know if he's got Mercury there also as well. He probably has. If it's not, it might be in Libra or in Sag. It would be one of them three anyway, wouldn't it? But yeah, it would be quite interesting to know. But other the fact that he lost the battle with Kendrick. But he's still a good lyricist, nevertheless. But yeah, Ginny Adeshell Alcom says a lot of artists have Mercury and Scorpio. Yeah, it's very powerful. It's very potent. So they should. Tiffany saying, I love Eminem, but I'm a Scorpio rising, and the ruler of my natal Mercury is in Scorpio. Yeah, it's a deep one. It's a deep thinker, deep communication. What is something positive we can do with Mercury conjunct Mars in Scorpio? Research. Great for research. Great for writing. If for those of you who are perhaps artists, it can be extremely creative. You can do some research. You can do some deep sea diving. It can be extremely resourceful. Mercury conjunct Mars in Scorpio. So yeah, that's yeah, no, cool stuff. Ginny Shirley saying, yeah, Neptune in the second house. We can really make money from our art. Yeah, of course you can. My Venus is in Taurus in the sixth. Supports that. No, cool stuff. Yeah, definitely. Neptune in the second house can definitely make money from art. 100%. Yeah, so yeah, Mercury in Scorpio conjunct Mars really wants us to go deep inside, man. We got to penetrate. We got to get to the heart of the matter. We got to transform. We got to face the pain, the intensity, right? That's what it's about. It's all about transformation. So yeah, it is what it is. Florence is saying, I have Mercury in Scorpio in the third. Ooh, I like it when people just shout out their charts. CC O'Grammy's letting me know, yeah, he's a Scorpio. Yeah, he is a Scorpio, yeah. Just wanted to know where his Mercury was. His Mercury might be in Scorpio also as well. But yeah, Mercury and Scorpios can be intense. It can be intense. It can, you know, a very powerful placement. So, but yeah, it can be extremely resourceful. So yeah, watch out for that. But do watch out for the road rage and all that kind of stuff. And now you're talking with people. We're going to be seeing a lot of drama with this one. Mercury conjunct Mars in Scorpio. Oh, that's all going to be all dramatic. Watch out for that one on the 19th of October. Yeah? And you're probably going to get a build-up. So you're going to be feeling it from about the 16th, 17th, 18th of October. But on the 19th is when it becomes exact. So on the 19th of October, we're going to be hearing a lot of intense information. A lot of quarrels. A lot of vicious attacks. These are the kind of things that are more likely going to be prominent. You're probably going to hear about arguments, disputes, quarrels, fights, all on social media, internet news, and so on and so forth. So that's the kind of energy that we're going to be working with on the 19th. So do watch out for that. It's also going to be there on the 20th of October as well. And of course, on the 21st of October, we have the new moon in Libra. We're about to plant those new seeds of peace, balance, equilibrium, harmony, and justice. And I do like this new moon coming up on the 21st of October. Why? Because the ruler, which is Venus, is also in Libra as well. So hopefully we get a bit of peace. It is going to be somewhat squared Jupiter, but I'll take that. Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is, man. Coolio. So I think I'm going to leave the news there on that new moon. I'll talk more about the new moon next week. New moon in Libra. And things that we can do to, you know, plant. What can we begin? What are we initiating? What are we beginning, which is going to come to fruition in 9 months' time, 18 months' time? Yeah, we shall talk a little bit about that. So yeah. Tiffany's saying we need an astro chart club to talk as a group about our charts and charts of others in general. Yeah. Sign up to my courses. We got a community there. Can talk, ask questions. Ways I'm gonna get you, gonna rope you in to sign up. So it is what it is, but I hear you. Yeah, it is nice. But there's quite a few of them on Facebook and thing these days. We are traveling to a football game next Friday. Okay. Yvette is saying, like Cardi B, yeah, another one. I think she's got Venus in Scorpio, hasn't she? Cardi B. Well, she might have the Mercury there in Scorpio as well. I know she's got some Scorpio energy. She's got some, you know, Cardi B got some big Scorpio energy. Woo, she knows how to use it. You go, girl. Nicki Minaj doing right now as well. Yeah, Nicki Minaj. But I'm not hearing much of Nicki Minaj. But Cardi B's out there throwing words and bringing children into it. Oh, you mean it's already started already, Yvette? Oh, God. Yeah, but I do know both of them have got some Scorpio stuff because Nicki Minaj is Sagittarius, so I know she's got something in Scorpio. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I do remember Cardi B's Libra, but she's got some stuff. I think Venus might be in, which makes sense. I mean, the kind of, you know, energy she brings. So yeah. Clubhouse, yes, Tiffany. Are you in Clubhouse? Yes, Jeannie out of Shalakma. Yeah, go Clubhouse. Oh God, I can't remember the last time I went Clubhouse. I think I opened up the app the other day. I was like, oh God, long left Clubhouse. It's all about TikTok now, mate. But yeah, there's quite a few groups there in Clubhouse that also do it as well. Jeannie says, my chart is my main teacher and where I can put most of the most examples from. Yeah, I hear you. Oh yeah, okay. So even saying I'm talking about the beef. Clubhouse is a good audio chat app. Yeah. But I think with TikTok's kind of taken over because TikTok is both audio and visual. You can go on stage and you can show things also as well. So it's kind of got an edge. So I think that's why a lot of people moved from Clubhouse to TikTok. So yeah. Tiffany said I was there Clubhouse for a month, years. Yeah, got bored. Yeah. go. Because they would try to remove people from the stage. Yeah, that's it, you see. Unless it's your platform, got to be careful how you talk. Yvette saying, not looked at their charts. Yeah, I do. I just can't remember off the top of my head. I know Nicki Minaj is Sagittarius for sure, and Cardi B is Libra, but they've both got something in Scorpio. I do know that. Yeah, TikTok's cool. Yeah, you got only go specific rooms in Clubhouse. It is what it is. Sistergram saying Cardi B got Aries moon. Okay, yeah, I know there's something Mars, Martian there. I think she's got planets also in I think her Venus is in Scorpio. I'm sure it is Cardi B, something like that. So yeah, thanks a lot for that. Sistergram. Yeah, it's there is definitely something Scorpio. And she flaunts that, which is, I mean, good for her. I like Cardi B. I like her energy. She's cool, funny individual too. She's quite funny. I like the way she talks as well. It's like, yes, sometimes you can't take it. You don't know. Are you joking? Are you serious? Like, she's got that kind of energy, you know. But she flaunts that Libra Scorpio energy quite well. She makes it work. Funny with that new guy it's not a new guy, but the latest guy that she's with, I don't know. He just looks like another, you know, yeah, what's his name? It just looks like another him. I don't know. Like she just traded him for a better looking one, or I don't know. They look the same to me. Looks similar anyway. It is what it is. Okay, listen. It's that time of the show. Let's go to the competition time. We all like a little bit of competition. Do you know what? Only three people answered this week. Only three people entered this competition. Three. Like, really? Yvette saying, yeah, they do look similar. Yeah, they do. Offset, you know, she went from one offset to another offset. It's like, yeah, really? Like, you know, but you find that a lot, don't, well, let's face it, that including us, it's not just celebrities. I think we may see it more with celebrities because they're more in the public eye, so it's not unusual for them to leave one person or a relationship doesn't go, and then they go with somebody else who looks a bit similar to the other person. You actually find that as a theme. If you look properly, when they, you know, now and again, they sort of like, you, they may go with somebody totally different, but very often it's like, oh, that's quite similar. You just traded, you know. It's a little bit like Papoose and Remy Ma. like him and Remy Ma have split up, and then he goes with what's her name, the boxer, and it's like you've trained for the same thing, and then Remy Ma has gone with this other guy who looks like Papoose. It's like what the heck is going on? It's crazy. This is what happens, you see. Sometimes you think you're getting from a relationship, but you're not. You're in the same thing, just going around in circles. You're just repeating. You think you're with somebody else, but you're not. Yeah, watch out, man. You see it right there. But it's interesting shit. Adeshala Akom is saying that means she's not learning from her relationship with that person. I bet they have similar charts. Yeah, when I looked back at my exes, I realized I was dating the same soul. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's not so much that you're not, it's not so much that you, we attract people for a particular purpose, and each relationship is supposed to make us grow in some kind of way. Sometimes there is that element that we might avoid, and we might think, oh, I'm leaving this relationship and going somewhere else. But the lessons that we need to learn in regards to relationships, that pattern still continues. And sometimes it can play out also in terms of the looks or the kind of people. That's why you're always going to attract the same kind of people. The question is, on what level are you working with it? That's the question. So, that's right. Yeah, we attract the energy for a reason. Yeah, you're right, Adeshala Akomi. Shout out to Fane. 1112. Where are you? In the south of France. Coolio. Competition time. Let's get to competition time. And let's see what's happening there. Okay. So I ask a question. The first person who answers me the following Wednesday at 12 midnight UK time gets to be the winner of £30, right? Not much, especially if I'm, coming out with a bag and a half after spent the best part of, £100. £30 ain't going to get you much, is it? But it can buy you a bottle of wine, I guess. But it can get you some sea moss, get you some water. Every little helps. However, I asked a question last week. I said, which planet rules laziness? Which planet rules laziness? So, first in, Olena. You're going for this, are you, Olena? You're not giving up. Dear Israel, laziness is ruled by the moon. Sincerely yours. I like the way she sends her emails. Very professional. Then next, it was Surya. Who says the planet that rules laziness is Venus. Okay. And then Christian, who came in 1 minute after. First two came in on the dot. He just puts the answer, Venus. I think that was an easy one. I think I might have asked that question before. Yeah, Venus is the planet that rules laziness. Venus can be lazy, you know. She's a woman of leisure and pleasure. Don't put Venus to work. Venus don't like working. Venus. And you can get the association with Taurus and things of that nature. So Venus does rule laziness. So our winner, Sura, you got £30 coming over to you. Congratulations. Well done as well, Christian. You got it right. It's just the timing rate, really. 001 is when your thing came in. But Olena, not the moon. How would the moon be lazy? But I kind of had a feeling why you would say that. Venus rules laziness. So I asked a question. Let's put the email address on the, for those listening to the recording, the email address to send your answer to is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast lunalounge@gmail.com. I ask a question, the first person inboxes me the following week, Wednesday at midnight, so just the time your clocks, wherever you are on the planet, will get £30 sent to them. So yeah, here we go. Here's this week's question. What planet rules the right nostril? Your nostril, the two nostrils, they're ruled by planets. What planet rules the right nostril? Not the left, the right. What planet governs or rules the right nostril? First person who sends me the next week, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday at midnight. I will announce it next week. You will be the proud winner, owner of £30. That's what it is. Yeah. What planet rules the right nostril? I repeat again. For those of you who listen to the recording, the email address is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Tiffany saying, yeah, Venus wants to lounge by the pool and have grapes fed to her. Let them eat cake. You're right. That's what Venus does. That's what Venus does. Out of show, Alchemy saying, after I learned from that relationship, I started to attract teachers who were all what? Aces. Okay, cool. So yeah, the moon is in its joy in a very busy third house. Yeah, that's right. Why are we talking about moon in the third house? Anywho, listen, people, what else did I want to say? So that's the competition right there. The next thing that I do want to talk about, again, I want to plug, for those of you, astrology course, we're starting a new class today. Thanks of you guys who have signed up. I shall be seeing you this evening. We're kickstarting. Do remember, Sacred Planets Academy, certified astrology courses. You have lifetime access. You can take your time. We have not one, not two. We have three, and there's going to be a fourth one coming. Live classes every week. You will learn astrology like no other. There is no other school or platform that is doing that. Not one, not two, three live classes, and there will be a fourth live class probably in the new year. So do watch out for that. There is still time to sign on. There's a big generous discount still going on. However, guess what? It finishes today. You will not hear me talk about it again. It finishes today. So sign up. If you're still interested, want to grab that discount, email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. Email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. There is installment payments options. The only problem with that is that you don't get the discount if you're paying in installments. That's the thing. You've got to pay full. So, okay. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. However, there is still a generous discount. There will still be other discounts in the future. There's probably going to be ones. And again, with this course, you can sign up at any time. The reason why it's just being pushed now is because we're starting a new class. So that's really good. So it's good to start. But you can start at any time. Don't worry. All the videos are there. Everything's there. And also as well, because of the discount also as well. But that's going to be finishing today. After that, it's gone. Tarot card classes are starting in a few weeks, so you should start seeing adverts for that. Also for my palmistry classes, yeah, destiny is all written in your hands. That's coming. Numerology is also going to be starting soon also as well, hopefully in the next couple of weeks as well. And guess what? Yep, geomancy. We're going to have the geomancy classes starting real soon. Watch out for the geomancy classes. This one I'm really looking forward to. Really looking big. I'm going to show you how to, you know, this one's good. It's haven't done this in a long time. Normally astrology tarot is quite more consistent with me. But we're going to be going geomancy. And for those of you into astrology, this is going to be very thing because it's I'm going to show you all about it. There's a lot of astrology connected with it also as well. So do watch out for that. Courses, sacred planets, certified courses, and all my courses, when you sign up, you have lifetime access for them. The videos are always there, reading material. And when I run that course again, you can sign for no extra cost whatsoever. Always remember that. Always there. And I'm going to be running these classes frequently. But the big one is the astrology one. That's one. You want to get on level one, want to jump on it right now, especially with that generous discount. So email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com today, because the cutoff day is today. It starts today. Yeah, astrology starts today, 6 p.m. So you want to be emailing me now, and I'll send you the link now, because after today, it's gone, baby. You want to get in on that. And there's new material, you get PDE, all the reading material, get some. I'm uploading the Tetra Biblis today, so it's all thing. And my astrology courses are, it's traditional, medieval, and psychological. You're getting the blend of all three. A lot of places are focusing maybe just on traditional or medieval or modern psycho. I've got all three. You're learning all the different techniques. It's going to take you at least the minimum a year to complete this course. Right? Just letting you know. It's big. It's not no thing course. I'm teaching you all about thing, how to predict, how to use fixed stars, or all of that and more. Stuff you've never even heard of, not even on the internet. Forget it. So get signing, people. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Let me know. So it's all cool. All cool. You guys are just chatting away. Tiffany asking, what course is starting today? The astrology one. The third life class. Yeah, could you believe? The moon mad active and goes through phases, 28 days. Yeah, that's that. Aside from Mars, is always doing the most. Okay, you guys are having your little chat, aren't you? It's just Outer Shell Alchemy and Tiffany are just going on a rant. But yeah, it is what it is. We're coming to the end of the show. Bonjour from the south of France, Spain. I know you're in the south of France. Shout out to Amanda. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Will I be seeing you this evening in class? I'm sure I will. We're kicking off our third live class of the week. There's going to be three live classes. Show me an astrology school that does that. None. Only Sacred Planets, baby. We do it the best here. Shout out to Alicia. Welcome to the show. And how do I pronounce this? Cosmic. I'll just say cosmic. Cosmic Z. What am I trying to pronounce out there? Cosmic Z. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Great to have you here. So yeah, so get signing. That's the email address right there. sacredplanets@gmail.com, and there is a nice, generous, I'll send you all the details and stuff like that. Tiffany's saying, that's for her. You two are just off in your own in your own world. Okay, so that's that. Where are we next? Okay, tarot card of the week, of course. We're coming to the end of the show. Just gonna shuffle the cards here. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is about. Why is it that the sun seems to be breaking through the cloud right about now where I am? Don't know, trying to be sunny. It was all right yesterday, actually. Well, quite a good day. Anywho, let's see what the tarot card of the week is all about. What are we working with? Okay. You know me, just going to cut the card. Let's go a little bit at the bottom here. What do we got? Oh, we got the pentacles, baby. We got the pentacles. It's a little bit of Venus opposite Saturn. You see, never skips a beat. Venus opposite Saturn. This is a card about patience, people. So we've got to be a little bit patient, patient with our money, patient with our work, patient with our careers over the course of the next week. This is what this card is about. This card is suggesting that, you know, we've got a little, but we want a little bit more. You may be feeling a little bit confused about things. You're a little bit in two worlds, not too sure, okay, this and that, and then just hang on in there, stay focused, be patient, and what is going to come to you will come. Don't you worry. For many of us, we may be getting a little bit of, you know, whether it's a pay, whether it's a pay rise, maybe a bump in the business, maybe opportunity for a promotion, maybe opportunity to move up the ladder or change departments in work. Yeah, it's cool. See, this is a matchmaking, you know, Tiffany, you know. Tiffany and Adichal Alchemy are hooking up right there. So this is what the Seven of Pentacles is about. So great week. It's cool. A little bit confusion, sort of like in two worlds. But we can balance it, man. We can make it work. That's what it's about. Shout out to Caro, DVO. Names you guys come up with. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. So this is what the tarot card of the week is. It's all about that Seven of Pentacles. Pentacles are very earthy, you know, always about money, mundane life, business, work, health also as well. So yeah, so that's okay. We'll take that. Now, speaking about hooking up, people, as you know, the Lunar Lounge Show has teamed up or is in collaboration with Cosmic Universe. People, go to the website, cosmicuniverse.com, www.cosmicuniverse.com. Also, download the app, especially you guys who are single and you're looking for love and you're looking for meaningful relationships. Download Fusion, Cosmic Fusion, right? Make sure you download the app, guys. Listen, you can sign up, you can pay, the fee is, listen, it's cheaper than a cup of coffee, right? Pretty good. They do, I think they got 3 months, 6 months, whatever. It's dead cheap, right? It tells you all about your chart. It deals with things from a Chinese astrology, Western astrology. It's got tarot in there. You can get tarot card of the day. You get regular tarot readings. You get updates about your chart, what's happening. And it also links you in connection with people who are looking for love relationships, and you can connect and you can find out about them. So when you do, and it connects you with meaningful relationships. Anybody who's single out there, I'm going to hook you up, right? I'm about to be the relationship, like, I'm going to take it to the next level, yeah? Sod all these programs on TV for, you know, love at first sight and all this kind of palaver. Don't you worry. I'm going to hook you up. Via the stars. Go get this app, Cosmic Fusion. Download it. It's free. Have a look at it. You can sign up. It's a bit of money. Chip it. Listen, you spend more on your cups of coffee, right? And this is telling you all about your life, giving you updates. You get regular updates in terms of, you get tarot card. And these people do physical events. They're arranging physical events. They are very busy. They've got a number of events all throughout the UK. They're launching in Dubai, they're in America. So no matter where you are, don't worry, we are bringing it to you, right? And this is a place where you can connect with people who, again, on the app also as well, and you get to have and develop these meaningful relationships. So yeah, people, get there, cosmicuniverse.com. go check them out. It's great. It's what, just go and check them out. Go check out the website, see all the details there. Jeannie's saying, oh, creepy. We can look at the charts and see what we can figure out, like a rabbit hole. yeah, it is. Yeah, astro relationship. That's right. I'm gonna be the astro relationship guru from now on. Call me the astro relationship guru. That's who I am. That's what I'm gonna be. Need a Libra like me to come sort this shit out. You know, I'll show you where you find your some good love and what you need to be doing. Yeah. You know, hit me up, man. But go get the app. Download the app. Share with friends, especially people who are single. And let me just say, it's not just for single people. It's also a place where you can connect with people like-mindedness. Tiffany was just saying earlier on about, oh, we should have a community group where, this is the kind of place that will create this kind of hub and this kind of community. People who are open, they're into, whether it's spiritual, esoteric, astrology, and things like that. They have these, so that, you know, I'm trying to say, she's going to be coming on the show. Do go to my YouTube channel, because we did one on the full moon just gone, right? So those of you may have seen it also as well. So we did one, we've done two so far. So we've done one. So we're going to be doing one every couple of weeks for the new moon and full moon. But she is going to be coming to the on the show live, hopefully maybe this month, maybe. I'll get her on here live. She'll be on the show here. Go check her out. Lissy, she's going to kill me if she hears me say that. Lissy, me and Lissy done something on the YouTube channel. Just uploaded a few days ago, and we were talking about the full moon in Aries. So, yeah, you want to be following us on this. This thing is big. I'm telling you, more and more people are, it's really catching on. So you're looking for meaningful relationships, looking to connect. You might be able to connect with people on a business level. Astrology is all connecting with that. How can you make business, networking? This is what it's about. Birds of a feather flock together. Success does nothing but breed success. You want to be moving with people of like-mindedness, people who are looking to grow in a particular way, in a positive way, people who are innovative, people who are for progress, people who want to take things to that next level. That's what will help all of us reach to that next level as well. Shout out to Iffy. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. This is what it is all about. So yeah, it is what it is. I'm gonna hook you all up, man. Don't you worry. What is happening there? Tiffany's talking about her baby. My baby has been scaring me, pointing to stuff, saying, look, and I don't see anything. Yeah, babies can see stuff in the ether realm, you know? It is what it is. Tiffany, let's flock together. Birds of a feather. Yeah. Do that. And bring us along as well. We want to flock with you. I'm going to take the last spoon of my sea moss. Go get your sea moss, man. All about the sea moss. People, I have come to the end of the show. Want to thank each and every single one of you who.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
One of you who took time to tune in, comment, like. For those of you who are on the YouTube, do like.
Welcome.
Leave a comment. Leave a nice comment. You know, just say something nice. You know, it's all about algorithm. You know, it makes the, you know. Makes the show better, you know, more algorithm, more. So thank you to each and every single one of you, Jackie, Faye, welcome Tiffany, Adeshell, Alchemy, Yvette, you know, Pretty, everybody, see it right there, Coco Brown in the building, Mason, it's too many names to mention, man, Inferno, how can I forget Inferno? Glad I caught this. He says, okay, thanks. Have a great day. Lounge. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Fane in the south of France, in the lovely south of France. You know, thank you. CCO Graham, thank you for joining Colleen Aysen. My Mary, I said Mary, Marie Reynolds. You're going to kill me on that one. Olena, how can I forget? Victoria. You know, Sam, everybody who joined the show, Lexi,
welcome.
Pretty, my dear, hope you are well. Send my love to your husband and family. Thank you very much. Listen, mark your calendars, man, every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. And I will be doing some specials that may be at other times, because I've got certain guests and, you know, working with time zones sometimes can be a little bit tricky. But keep it right here, people. Right here at the Luna Lounge. This is where you get it all. The cosmic news, the cosmic information. People, hit me up. Courses starting today. Get your discount. You know, Madonna, shout out to you also as well. People.
To the Luna Lounge.
My name is Isola Josie. You've been listening to the Luna Lounge. Take care. Stay safe. God bless. And I am out.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar 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 Lounge.